97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Did you get in touch with FEMA right away? Was there any government officials that you've seen over these days since Hurricane Helene devastated your home? Has anybody been here to help you? Because this is the big question. Sean just played a clip of President Biden saying that you all are getting everything you need.
What is FEMA?
Right.
I mean, literally, what is FEMA? So my daughter, whose house got completely wiped out, she has no flood insurance, meets with a FEMA person, applies for everything she gets, doesn't get the $750 that Kamala says that she's supposed to get, gets approved for $300 for personal items. What is that going to do? That's literally what she got. Her entire first floor is wiped out. We hauled everything off. It's gone. So what is FEMA? And being a mayor...
So they didn't even give her the full $750.
They didn't even give her $750. Denied the $750.
They gave her $300.
They gave her $300. That won't even cover what's in the refrigerator.
John, you're the...
Yeah, how about that? Wow. That was Sarah Carter reporting on the ground last night from Swannanoa, North Carolina. Listen, I hated what they did to George W. Bush around Katrina. It was a lie. If you were following it, it was all a lie that he didn't respond strongly enough because of it's a chocolate community. I mean, you knew it was a lie. They did it for political reasons. They hated George W. Bush. If they'd only known then how much closer he was to them than conservatives, maybe they would have loved him more. I don't know. I don't like people playing politics with this. But as you listen to these interviews that Sarah Carter did last night out of Swannanoa, North Carolina, you're hearing from the people involved there on the ground that they're not getting what they need from FEMA. It's pretty obvious to me. Let's get to Griff, please.
Sure.
Yeah. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Swannanoa, North Carolina. Griff, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. I'm here in Swannanoa right now as we speak, and I'm on a street, a neighborhood street, where literally every house on this street is absolutely destroyed. I'm standing next to a house. I don't know. It's 12 feet high. I can see the yellow water line, Mark. It's 5 or 6 feet.
I think the federal government just cut off Griff Jenkins. Are you still there, buddy? You cut out on us. You know, one thing I did hear Sarah Carter say last night is that the cell service in this particular area is very spotty. I mean, obviously, Griff's calling us on his cell phone there, but we appear to have lost him right in the middle of his initial comments. Maybe he'll give us a ring back. I know cell coverage is a big problem. He's standing there on a street where the water, remember that from the flood of 93? I mean, the water level, as we were down there covering this issue in the Chesterfield Valley and West Alton and all that, you'd be standing next to a house and the flood line was above your head somewhere. And he's seeing that there as well. Griff, do we have you back now?
Hey, yes. Who's cutting me off?
I think it's Uncle Sam, I think.
You know, it's just a reality of being out here because, and you know, what I was telling you about that water line, and there's literally standing water and mud, and then a car, a Jeep, red Jeep here, overturned literally on its side into the house next to the one I'm next to. And, you know, it's the people here have been desperate in the stories that I've been telling because, you know, I flew in and a Black Hawk helicopter operated by Samaritan's Purse that was flying the chief engineer from SpaceX delivering Starlinks to areas like this that have been cut off from civilization, particularly up in the mountains. You got the Pisgah National Forest here, and these communities were cut off for days. The first hurricane I ever covered, Mark, was Katrina.
Yes.
And as devastating as it was and saw the water in such a sort of different set of circumstances, but I've never seen storm damage like this in areas like this. You don't think of hurricanes devastating North Carolina mountains, but that's what you had. And I was, you know, it takes a lot. I've seen a lot to touch me, but we had an 83-year-old woman. I used some sound from yesterday. Walked out to me to the vehicle we were traveling in, one of those gator things, because you can't drive a car around where we had flown in on a helicopter because the roads are so bad and so much destruction. And she walked down and she said, "I've been here 9 days. I live by myself. My husband died 20 years ago. I had heart surgery a month ago. I have no water, no power, and there's no one here for me. No one's come." And that's the stories you're hearing. And, you know, I appreciate that after my hit on Bret Baier last night, he interviewed Deanna Criswell, the FEMA director, about, you know, their presence. And she said, "Look, just because you don't see us doesn't mean we're not there."
Yeah.
But I have talked to countless. I mean, I see the 82nd Airborne now mobilizing, you know, really strong. I got Chinooks, helicopters flying over my head. I see them on the ground here. But you don't see the Blue Jacket FEMA folks as much out here. And you know, it may be the case that they really are hitting the ground now, but in the earliest days, they were the slowest of all of them to respond. The first to respond were the private organizations, the volunteers, neighbors looking after neighbors. Then you did have the 82nd Airborne trying to get in more soldiers and resources, but I don't think history is going to look back and see FEMA's response on this as anything short of lacking.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Griff, great to hear from you there on the ground. I'm going to be up against a break here, but I appreciate your time, my friend. Be safe, all right?
We'll keep you posted, and maybe we'll talk with you later in the week.
Yes, we will. All right, Griff Jenkins there live in Swannanoa, North Carolina. You heard it out of his lips, right? He's talking to the people who are impacted on the ground, claiming they've gotten zero help. So if FEMA is really all over this, I mean, that's all we want. Do what you exist to do and take care of the Americans who need the help the most right now. Not illegal aliens, Americans who need the help.
Get more at 971talk.com.